Hello, my name is Marcus, and welcome back to the Life Podcast, as always. Today, we'll be interviewing a veteran farm worker and discussing human rights. Before we start, we will need a word from one of our sponsors.
Get your 1925 Rolls-Royce Platinum right now on sale, 70% off. Yes, you heard me right, 70%. Get right now, fellas, before it's gone.
Welcome back to Life Podcast. I would like to introduce our guest, Candy, and our advocate. So, guys, how you guys doing today?
Tired, but good. I'm doing fine.
Okay, Advocate, can you please tell us some information about Candy?
So, Candy has been working in a farm for over 30 years.
Okay, that's cool. Okay. So, our Advocate is an expert on human rights, if you guys didn't know. Okay, we're going to get into our first question with Candy. So, go. So, Candy, tell me about some of the other farms and what the workers thought about your age.
Well, they always want me to stay at the farm when everybody goes to town. And they usually me. It's usually me and my two other friends who don't get that much respect.
Well, that's a form of discrimination.
Yeah, why so?
Well, because you cannot judge people due to how they look or their age.
Okay, that sounds right.
Okay, guys, we're going to take another quick break here, and we'll be back soon on Live Podcast.
Candy bars, 5th Avenue, 1936 Candy bars. It was made with peanut butter and chocolate all over it. And come and get it at your nearest grocery store.
And we're back on Live Podcast from a quick break, so as always. So, Candy, how are the people on your farm?
Well, most of the fellas are nice. Like, the most recent men come travel together. Their names are George and Lenny. George is kind of taking care of Lenny because he's not normal.
Okay, tell me about your boss.
Well, our boss is okay, but I don't like his son.
Why so?
Well, he hates Lenny because how tall he is and how just recent married to.
Okay.
Well, this is also a form of discrimination.
Yes, there was also.
Candy, so tell us, has there been anything really important to you on the farm?
Yes, there was. Also, my dog, who meant a lot to me, got killed.
Who killed your dog?
Well, Carlson is my co-worker on the farm, but he put him down but told me that I can't have one of Lenny's pups. Also, Lenny has one too.
Did you let him kill him?
Well, kind of.
Well, that's not a violation of human rights because you let him.
Well, yes, but I regret that now.
Okay, well, we're going to take another commercial break, and we'll be back soon on Life Podcast. As
get your wind-up change now for half off. Yeah, you heard me. Half off. Come and get it at your local toy store.
Welcome back to the Life Podcast. This time I want to ask our guest, Candy, what other human rights have been violated from you?
The right to privacy was taken away from me. When did this violation happen?
Just a few days ago. Well, me and Lenny and Krugs, another worker, were talking in his room, and all of a sudden, Curly's wife came out of nowhere, and we told her to leave, but she wouldn't.
Well, that's another violation because she can't just go anywhere and listen to a conversation that she's not part of.
Well, you're right, but that's all the violations I experienced.
Okay, well, that's a wrap. And we'll be back on Life Podcast, as always. Candy, what rights have been taken away from your workers?
Well, that lame dude gets a lot of human rights violated from him. Mostly right to not discriminate because this guy named Curly always on his case, and another right is not to be tortured.
Well, what happened there?
Candy. So Lenny was minding his own business, and then Curly started beating him up then. Lenny did not know how to protect himself, and Lenny was too strong, and so he grabbed Curly's hand and broke it.
Well, that's definitely right not to torture.
Whoa, well, that's pretty crazy. So we're going to take our final break here on the show, and we'll be back soon.
Get your rocking horse right now, 75% off. Yes, you heard me, 75% off. Get it at your nearest toy store.
Welcome back to our live podcast. I want to thank our guests, Candy, and our advocate.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. No problem, any day.
Quick question, Candy. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to watch the horseshoe game tomorrow. They have 5 bucks on me.
Okay, and tune in on our next podcast, which will be interviewing a Dust Bowl survivor who came to California. I would also like to thank our main sponsor, Joe's Steakhouse, and have a great night.
Come on down to your nearest Joe's Steakhouse. We have the best steak in town. It is very good.